Good morning. We're all the way to the Wednesday of Holy Week. This is Pastor Lori with our reading by Joyce Rupp, which is titled, One Who is Vulnerable. Our scripture is Matthew 26:15-16. They paid Judas 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. A line from C.S. Lewis's book, The Four Loves, has stayed with me since my 20s. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Lewis implies that when someone invests in a relationship, there exists the possibility of betrayal. Jesus trusted Judas and expected him to be faithful when he became his disciple. I picture the two of them walking in the countryside, sharing countless meals, a kind of brotherhood developing between them. This makes the betrayal by Judas all the more devastating. In choosing to love Judas, Jesus risked being wounded. What a terrible blow to have this friend sell his very life to those who wished him dead. Anyone who has given their trust and then experienced betrayal or rejection can identify with this piercing heart wound. More than once, I have known the pain of my invested loyalty being flung aside by someone I valued. Each time I wanted to close the door to my inner realm and let no one have access. But that was not the way of Jesus, and it cannot be my way either, if I am to grow in the qualities he embodied, which include being vulnerable. When the wise investments of our love are betrayed, we cannot be so guarded and self-protected that we cease allowing others to venture forth into our heart. Let us pray. Vulnerable mentor, no matter how severely your invested love was trampled on by another's disloyalty, you did not turn toward hatred or revenge. Instead, you kept the door of your heart open. I will do likewise and choose to be vulnerable. So, intention today, on this Wednesday of Holy Week, I unite my heart with my vulnerable mentor.